author of this chelik of the sefer. Discussing what the Nisoin of Imuna in the last generation before Mashiach comes is going to look like. So we said that it's going to look like an Avraham Avinu door, Avraham Avinu Nisoin. The Nisoin is going to be Nisoin of Imuna. And we just spoke a little bit about how far we are from just the basic natural hashkofers and she'ifers of what a Jew is.
Is that the question?
Not filled with a good dose of kosher Jewish pride. Kuf Tezvot Am Hadoim Elachomo. It's a pasuk from the Akedah. We'll see. The David Leid Hitrachesh Mahafech Bedoris Achreinim. To our sadness, we see there's been an enormous change in the last generations. Chal Shinu Bo'elam. There's been a complete change in the world. Hagoyara Hachzori, the terrible evil goy, cruel. Hagoya Makel Alo Rachem is Ishtoi Ve'elado. Poritz Hashikor, Vafilu Migdal Hachzirim Hayachev. Hoschu Le'egelintim. Elegantim. Musim, Tarbutim, Adivim, Levushim, Matzlochus, Marenes, Banibus. This terrible guy, this Polish guy that was drunk and used to beat his wife and children, our wife and children, whatever, he suddenly become very gentle and sophisticated. He's become civilized. Jewish eyes started looking at the successful guy. You're living a very pleasant, enjoyable life. When I lived in the Kovna Ghetto, and the guy on the other side of the wall was awesome and having such a great time, he had less food than me, and he was a drunkard or whatever, there wasn't that much to attract a Jewish brain and a Jewish soul to go over the ghetto wall to go beat up with a guy. He'd walk into the pub, the guy would beat him to death. Yeah, the one place you avoided more than anything was the guy. Suddenly the world, the Jewish world became very attractive. In the Ezer Shel HaGoy, his chosso me'ein ha-shitchis ve'yochad im zoish nishtosho ha-choyme ha-muvdeles ben Yisrael Amin. More than anything else, the wall that exists between the Goy and the Jew broke down. You can go to his universities, you can eat in his restaurants, you can sit in his pub and feel very safe. Ad hidmoigega ha-gaiba yudiz ve'nitne le-tzareini le-umus ha-ilam. This Jewish pride got slowly and slowly whittled away, and we started looking to the grave for what we wanted to be like. Tarbus homus hafchu meidel lechikui shifosoyv shel agoy. The culture of the goy became a model to imitate, and the desires of the goy ma'avim ritzonos of chod l'sechecha rechov yudi, the goyish desires and aspirations got implanted into the streets of the Jew. And it's very, very difficult to withstand this nisoyim. So our grandparents and even our parents who were supposed to, it was a goy with Am Doy Melechomor. There's Avraham Avinu tells, he's on his way to the Akedah with Yitzchok. He asks Eliezer and Yishmael, can you see the mountain? The Solomon, they say no. So he says, you stay here, Imachomor. You stay here, Imachomor. So they'll say, Am Doy Melechomor. You can't see the Shechina, so if you can't see the Shechina, then you stay with a donkey. Why do they stay with a donkey? Just say, you stay Am Doim Lechom. Yesh on a tennis chomri, but she eats chomris. He has physical desires and physical yearnings. When I came out the pet, I'm sorry, a tikshoret, via the communication and the technology, have a dear of askos in the media and business and whatever, Gilanu Goim is Suvaches, and we found another Goim. We don't have what it takes to fight against this guy. And we're standing against the Nisoyin, and we have no way to deal with this guy because we never had to deal with a guy like this before. This is a new goy. This is a cultured, nice, sweet goy. You go see a doctor, he's a goy, and he treats you very nicely. And he's very cultured, and he's very friendly, and he's very pleasant. And he even helps you. You have to have a cross of toes. And then slowly, slowly, you start getting friendly with him, you start doing business with him, and he's yearning to achieve with him. We all look the same. So we get to the point where we can't even tell the difference between a goy and a Jew anymore. To the point where Jews can't even understand what's wrong with a goy marrying a Jew. A Jew marrying a goy. That's how far we are. In one generation. You go ask your grandparents' generation, even those that were assimilated. Anything wrong with a Jew marrying a goy, they tell you, what are you talking about? What's wrong with it? It's like, what's the question? It's not shy. He would have great friends and he'd do business with them and he'd play golf with them and he'd socialize with them. Yeah, but marry one? I know Jews like this. There were Jews who had goyim in their homes, they were very liberal and they were very friendly with all the goyim or whatever, and the daughter came to marry a goyim and threw out the house. They said sugar for it. And today, even you have a hard time getting up and recognizing the churban of assimilation. Even in the funeral today, we're shocked and yes, it's terrible, but we carry on, you know, past the milk, we carry on alive. We don't see that as an Auschwitz, because we don't see the difference. So what's then the nisoyim today? Lifnei shanim l'rabos yudi l'ayeh meyin l'chtoy v'zalz of mitzvah le'alem b'kium minak. For many years a Jew wouldn't think of sinning or being zalz of a mitzvah or even minak. The Lord prickas oyle munah without leaving the fold. A Jew would do an aveira. A Jew would say, I'm not keeping this minag. I'm not. There's a whole tumult in Eretz Yisrael today. Can an Ashkenazi eat kidneys? Rav Avadia has to give a psak that Ashkenazim aren't allowed to eat kidneys. Today we did a psak from Rav Avadia that Ashkenazim. Rav Avadia has to give a psak that Ashkenazim can't. It's because could have summoned minag, and why don't we eat kidneys? Because there was a time where the lentils used to be kept in the same bag as flour, and there was a chashash, and Ashkenazim is a very small chashash, and took it on as a minag, but today it's not shaykh anymore. So who says, why can't I eat rice on paper? That's a ludicrous thing. 50 years ago, a Jew wouldn't dream. An Ashkenazi Jew, he'd kick me at some place. What are you talking about? If he would, he'd first have to be. He'd become a Kompli Meshumad. He would leave. He'd become a Christian, Ahmadiyya, or whatever. And then he'd start doing the veils or whatever. But he would never think of being Payak oil and not doing mitzvahs if he didn't leave Torah. Hayesin or Derech Eretz Klape Atma and Klape Yudosu. He had a certain Derech Eretz to himself and a certain Derech Eretz to Gidden wherever they were, all Shematorian mitzvahs. This one did more, this one did less. Who did we read the stories about the guy? He left the fold of Amram. He went to live with a goyim and it's a stunt to be part of the Torah world and living like a goyim. I know though, in yeshiva and living like a book for talking. He couldn't live a false life. What was the first thing the Haskalah, the Maskilim, came and attacked? Tell him Misina. Because if you want to get a Jew to start doing things, you've got to get him out of his Emunah zone. The Jew that knows that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah of Sinai, he doesn't have any Emunah problems. He doesn't start getting involved in all schools. I'll tell you, he doesn't have Tavis. We're not talking about Tayavon. We're not talking the Yetzer Hara virus. We're not talking about that. We're not saying everyone was a tzaddik. Even the Jews in South Africa always knew that orthodoxy was the correct path. He was driving on Shabbos, he was going to work or whatever, but they all knew that the rabbi better be true. Reform and conservative never made inroads in South Africa. Because they knew that the Torah was true. Okay, cool. But they knew that the Torah was true. To get to a point where a Jew would completely leave go, that the scholar had to make an inroad and say there was no Torah in the Sinai. And therefore you can do what you want with the Torah. So now there's room for reform. Now you can start eating kidneys on paper. You can even start eating gossip of challah because it's not so unhealthy. You can eat chazit because chazit today doesn't have tapeworm. You can do all sorts of things. You can drive to shul on Shabbos because anyway he's going to drive to golf, so let him drive to shul. And now you matter, driving to shul. They didn't drive to shul, they drove to golf, or they had to. That's all that happened. Hayudi ayah pirek chili me'atzmai ol malchu shamayim. First he gets rid of ol malchu shamayim. What lachem ken ayaz li noikir tzayna. Then he does whatever he wants. But a Jew would never know that the Torah is true, and never go mad and say, yeah, I know the Torah is true, but I'm going to... That a Jew wouldn't do. Chazal akira derech chayt ve la'aliya heim kosvul. Ve'avalaya heim kosvul. Yoidina Yisrael ba'voidus kechovim she'ein bo mamash. Chazal explained this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and what's the psychology behind this type of aspect. Is Chazal know that Avodah Zorah doesn't have anything to it? What's the problem? Kalisal is a tither for a riot. But you can't get involved in a riot, so the Torah says no. So what do? You get involved in a Avodah Zorah. Now, Avodah Zorah is mati a riot. So now you have a religion that mati is a riot. What did they have to do that? Why don't you get involved in a riot? No. They're involved in a riot, so the Torah is true, the Torah says no. But they're involved in a Avodah Zorah. They're creating a new religion that allows them to do whatever they want. Chaimar, lulei hachlofes haimuna hanitis bederech muzurafes, without swapping the true muna for a counterfeit muna, Yisraelim and Segalim b'shum oifin lachtoi. Israel could not have brought themselves to sin. Ulam ruach hashtus shela adam. But the insanity, what the Gemara says, the person doesn't sin unless the ruach hashtus goes into him, he becomes a bit mashugah. Hizbo Sheishna Dasa Cheres tells him, explains to him that there's another religion. Shebechususa Muti Yelo Laishes Kolo Elo Al Ruchem that allows him to do whatever he wants. Bechasos Ruch Shtusu Atiri Solat Nesarayas using this Ruch Shtus Kolos of his matter, Arias. Akach Amra Gemara Besech Tosoyte Reish Laki Shoma Eina Rabaiva Vere Ele Im Kain Nichnosa Beruch Shtus. A person, a Jew, will not do an Aveira unless it goes into his head a Ruch Shtus. Zulei Matzav Baba, that's what it used to look like. L'davaneinu, to our enormous pain, HaMetzias Kiyon Shoyne L'chalotim. It's a different situation, min HaKotze L'HaKotze. V'doi V'lei V'derech El HaChet V'El HaHitz. Zor D'Roi, P'suche Kiyon, P'tuche Kiyon, Har V'Yesim HaShem Avok, K'vishun Ibar. The gateway, the opening to sin today is much more wide open. Today you don't have to become like a Torah to do a virus. Today you can be a full yitzhi in yeshiva with all the geishkeit in the world and you put a tip on the door and it's all fine. Hayom olu yivatzeh matzu shibu yudi amayim b'metzias Hashem. Today you can have a situation. We take it for granted that this is possible. This is what it's supposed to be. This is possible. This is the gneis gilui. The Bukhalim says the biggest gneis in the world is the people that can deny the existence of Hashem. There's no greater miracle. There's no greater declaration of the chira. The fact that people deny the existence of Hashem. How can you deny the existence of Hashem? It's impossible. I see people doing it. That's a miracle. The fact you can have people today, you can have a situation today where people believe Matzav Shibui Yedi Ma'amin B'Tzir Hashem, he believes in Hashem, Ma'amin B'Tzchav O'Enesh, he believes in Tzchav O'Enesh and Yitzirisim and Asinai, Ma'amin B'Kol Dibrei Chazal Ra'al Kolponim U'Pairek O'Yil V'Choyt. It's Pairek O'Yil and Sin. How are you talking? How can this be? How can this be? Huh? It's Pairek O'Yil? No, first he said he used to change his religion a little bit. He wanted to go out to golf on Shabbos. He wanted to play golf on Shabbos. Why? Because it's good for business. So now, wait a second. He can't drive to Shul on Shabbos. If you want golf on Shabbos, he can't. So what does he do? He comes up with a new religion called Reform. Right? He comes up with some Ruach Shtus that now allows him, because of whatever his motivations are. Today, this guy will tell you, I'm true and I keep the Torah and everything, and I'm still doing a virus. Let's see what a virus and how a virus in the future.
Yet the Yetzirah,
weaker
today.
Huh?
I can say that the Yetzirah was weaker today.
Well, yeah, but it's deeper than that. Doubt is struggling in Munna. Let's try never.
Torah calls me this. I believe. Hashem the Torah.
No, I do. I believe.
It's not protocol.
But I believe
it's a good
story. But I still go and do all these terrible avirus. Well, let's just see. Good.
Yeah.
There's
a time when you could so easily do
that. That's how we start off. Come on, get this out of the program with the glacier walls wide open to us. Well, let's see. Bukhazi, my Amadova. My Amadova. Saba Shoilis, Isam Yodim, and Yesh Hedra Befiche. Go ask them if they can explain this. Tomer Shema Einim Aminim Bashem, Chas Melaskin. Because I believe in God. Yodim Aminim Bnei Aminim Aima. Tomer Shema Einim Yodim, She Osel in Eg Vederech, Vahe Neigim, Vike Adova, Lechet Yechshov, גם זה אין נוחם. ברוך השם גרענו יוידן גודו הוא. זה בערך קצת של learned generation. וידוע הרבה יש מה שידע יהיו מדויס עברו. The Jews today are much more knowledgeable and much more educated and know a heck of a lot more about what they're allowed to do and what they're allowed to do than generations before. אלא מה? מה גורם אולי פרק אויל? Why is it פרק אויל? What to? Instead, שובו. מדוח דח ברמה זו אחרס. He's done, he's broken, he's miserable, he's depressed, he's whatever. Umamel ain't the kaychel, he's made a bolt, have also a moon, a sheikh of the Yetzara, a geira, a isa, a charov, kasu, shaita, the mechomer. It's not that the Yetzara is stronger. It's we don't have the tools we used to have to stand against the Yetzara. He's depressed, but yes, it doesn't feel good. He goes out, he gets rid of it, he thinks this will make him feel better. They're missing in the depths of their heart this aspect called Avram Avinu. They're missing the Chashivas Atzmus. How important am I? Chashivas Amidu Haitna Vinisainas. How important is for me to withstand this test? How Chashiv is because Bochu then I withstand this test? How this is to Hashem right now that I shouldn't serve. It's so easy to say, oh, what does Hashem care what I do? In the whole total global things, whatever, does it really matter to Hashem if I, whatever? Yes, it does matter. Hatzibo in the Yigbo Libo Bedarch Hashem or Achosel in Nedreino. The Yigba Libo Bedarch Hashem. A person who's walking the world of Hashem should be Yigba Libo. His heart should be lifted up from Roshan Gava. Proud of heart. It's lacking today. They once asked, all of them will get shocked, he won't get shocked. They once asked the daughter, my daughter in the class, in the Beis Yankiv, one of the better classes in the Beis Yankiv, the Beis Yankiv ever had, how many of you are embarrassed to be frum? And they said, it's like busha to be frum. Yeah? 75% of the girls put up their head. Yeah, my daughter in Beis Yankiv, been one of the best Beis Yankivs in Israel. How many of you like have some kind of, not about being embarrassed to walk outside, but some kind of hang-up about being frum, some kind of embarrassment about being frum? 75% of the girls put up their head. And you go around the yeshiva and you speak to a lot of the kids, you see, oh good, he's smiling. It was better if it wasn't like what?
That's the thing.
It would be better if I wasn't from. Yeah, if I wasn't from, my life would be better. And I'm not talking, and that's 75%. I promise you now, there's place I can show you 99%. I can take you to your class in Yeshiva Bochum, sitting here in Shia, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, whatever you want. You ask them the same question if you get in the lie detector, honesty, whatever, you can get up to 95%.
Because they don't know how empty it is. You do.
No, it's not because they don't know what's out there. It's because they're lacking here. Somebody who has everything here, yeah, he looks at what the other guy's got, and it looks fantastic, but Locha said it, well, I'm not looking for anything. It's not the comparison. You're right, we've got something to withstand it. Because we came from that world, and we know that world's empty. But that's why we feel good about what we've got. But if a guy doesn't feel good about what he's got, he's going to compare. A guy who feels good about what he's got, don't compare. The bocher who's happy with his Yiddishkeit and he feels good about his Yiddishkeit or whatever, why is he not looking? He also doesn't know that there's nothing out there. Because he's not lacking anything, so he's not looking for anything. But a guy who's got a hole in his stomach, he feels lonely, he feels second class, so he's looking for other things. The grass looks green on the other side. Yes, it's fantasy, it's him, etc., etc. He thinks there's something better out there. But why is he even looking? Because he's lacking.
Social pressure.
That's another question.
Because
today doesn't have to be. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because it's much more comfortable here than on the street. And why leave? You can have the street and have the comfort of this world. Why leave? There was a time when kids wanted to go off the terrace, and mamas had to go off the terrace. They had to go on the street to laugh at mamas. But yeah, you don't have to go off the terrace. You can be in yeshiva, and you can be a mamas and my husband and my husband go. And not just in yeshiva, everywhere. Balabat, all over. What's the problem? But that's not the point. The point is that's what we said. Today, if you want to be a chayte, you don't have to be parekoil, you don't have to go live in there, you don't have to become a Christian and go live in the Christian quarter. You can stay in the Jewish quarter and you can carry on living your life and no one knows. What do you mean he doesn't go off? He's off Legamre.
He doesn't
have to move out of town anymore because that's what he said changed in the world. He's not trying to be Perik on the Gamra. He's not rebelling against it. He just feels a lack of simcha. He doesn't feel good. So he brings from that world into his world to try and ask it. That's what he discovers down the line. When he discovers that, then he either goes off the gum, right? Or he starts waking up on this side of the fence and he starts improving and doing chuva. Those are one of the two things that can happen. He wakes up and he goes, hold on, the problem's not going to get solved up there. Obviously, the problem is, yeah, I'm going to stay here and work it out. And he stops talking. Hopefully, someone starts talking to him or he starts, whatever. And he starts looking and finding and whatever. This is not a share about the Torah world at this stage. We're trying to understand ourselves personally. I'm just trying to show you that the problem is endemic. I mean, it's right.
הציבה ויגבה לי ובדרך השם הוא חוסר לפני דורנו אילו היינו מאמצים הישראל רבי מתוכנו היו איזים איז את העצומס לעמד בגבור ולא הספוחס להסתסס היצר ביות הדו ותחבולס היצר the problems of the generation and the schemings of the יצר ונאי צריך לחוויה של בני דוריינו נויבס מכך שהאם סויבים שהשם יסברך אינו זוקו כלל.
There's another problem. You go ask to every Jew in the street today, does Hashem need you? He'll tell you no.
Because.
No, he's a nach tzadik. He's not a pikoyer.
No, he'll tell you not.
He'll tell you you're not. Yeah.
Ha'is gadru shalem mula yaitza. Huh? Bnei Dereh Chabai Shul Bnei Dereh Noibus Mekach Shem Surim Shachim Eni Zokhuk Lim Ulehid Gavres Lehem Mula Yaitza. Oh, and there's two problems. The one is I don't think that Hashem has any connection to them. And second of all, the enormous strengthening of the Yaitzara. Their ability to strengthen themselves, Mula Yaitza. The Daita Matol Ben Im Heim Yamadu Ben Asoyin Ubeinim Lav Tadaveim En Yenis Yeshem Rehmum. They don't believe that if they withstand this Yisrael or not, that it makes that much difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
ושאל כך הם נויטין לחשוב כי במה השם יסלח להם על משוגוסיהם מצליח אבו סויסום. They also make the mistake and think, no, Hashem will forgive me for this mistake I'm making because he loves me so much.
הם אינו מעלים בדייתם שזו עצת היצע עליכם בנוי בקולוי.
They don't realize that this is actually the Yetzirah talking to them.
ומתל רעידף רעידף את הקשר בינו בין הקדוש ברוך הוא. He wants to destroy the relationship that exists between me and Hashem.
Who's the one come along and tell you that you're missing this and you're not important and that you don't have what they've got out there, whatever? That's all the Yaitza telling you that.
First of
all, he seduces us to sin. Because we don't understand how much tzadik causes.
שנבינו שבשמיים כתייצו מחתנו, ידענו ניתן המצד את חוז לקודש ברוך הוא, when we said, we don't, שאינס, זה גרול, איננו מכירים את יחידנו, ידענו מסתד האינדיבידואל, היוניקנס, ואין לנו שמחה כנה על חיי ישראל יהודים, and we don't walk around with enormous simcha, because we're Jewish. כתייצו מכך אנו מייצים את עצמנו שבורים, as a result of that, we go out, we take ourselves broken for the tzutzim, the shell hamoeres, ha'ivim aleinu. We get broken by all the things that blow, the things that the wind blows through our lives. We get shattered by them. Lematzav zeh, mantin ha'yetza. Oh, for this the yetza is waiting. Ra'azu mafin l'tani l'zareitza v'yush v'rachmanim v'rachamim ha'atzmim ha'goyimim l'anu l'achtov mitoich tikve sh'ashem yisbarach yitzlach l'anu. And then we go ahead and we sin on the basis that Hashem will forgive us. שהם מסכים לנו מסכנים, because we מסכנים, what's the word? מסכן, never, whatever, לא, לא. ואין הדור בשבסנו נכשלנו וחי זה חלילה. Because we can't do it, and then this just becomes an ongoing circle. I'm not important, it's not that important, the sin can't be that important to Hashem, so therefore I say, I'm such a miskin, Hashem will forgive me, and that can be just ongoing circle. And it all starts, why? Because we don't know who we are. That's the beginning, the end of it. The sugya of Ben Adam La'atzmai has been completely, completely written out of the books. Where Ben Adam La'atzmai, Ben Adam La'atzmai, Ben Adam La'atzmai is not that much been on anymore, Ben Adam La'atzmai, we become very fluent. And the Ben Adam La'atzmai, who am I? God.